When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We're watching The Day of the Doctor, and I've become obsessed with the Vera murder board of companions. Lots of photos of past companions pinned up on a wall. I've been busy on the freeze frame, and they have like little, down the bottom, they have like the little, you know, unit signifiers, which is like Doctor 005, that kind of thing. It's so cute. Anyway, I'm so excited about all of these past companions on the wall. So Kate tells Clara she's got a vortex manipulator, which has been bequeathed by Captain Jack upon his death. And then she pauses, one of them. And she says they can't even let their allies know about this because the Americans would use it to rewrite history. She's like, you've seen their movies. I mean, quite a dig, given that this was, I think, like they did a massive campaign to sell this into America. I mean, it was a worldwide premiere, I remember at the time. Like, it was huge. Like, it opened everywhere in the world on the same day. I went to see it in the cinema. Like, it was a big deal. So yeah, quite a dig to the Americans who they were basically taking money from, for their BBC America. But you know, I guess it's the thing with Doctor Who, it's anti-authoritarian. It's like thumbing their nose at Big Hollywood. Is that a thing, Big Hollywood? Like Big Pharma? I don't know. So then we see the pillar that the 11th Doctor's been scratching into. And Kate's like, the Doctor knows we've got this vortex manipulator, but he won't let us have the activation code. And she's like, I don't think there's enough power for a two-way trip. At which point she gets a phone call and she tells the scientist on the other end to take a photo of the code that's scratched into the pillar and send it to her phone. At which point Clara sees Osgood and the other scientist in the white coat, who's a man who I'm sure has a name, but haven't heard it. he's got a vaguely Scottish accent, I think. Anyway, they come in and Clara's like, why have they followed us? And Kate's like, oh, they've probably finished getting rid of the humans a bit early. At which point Kate turns into a Zygon, which is gross. It is like there's some Zygon spit for some reason. Like we never got that in the 70s. and just as Kate's turning into a Zygon, who talks in the Zygon voice? Bleh. Amazing. I love it. I've got a Zygon dolly, like, but it's a dolly of the original 70s Zygons who you could see when you got giant televisions. Like, we couldn't see it in the 70s, but when giant televisions came out, you could see that the Zygon, like one of its little suckers, had the little microphone in it. And so they put that in the dolly. Oh, my God, it's so cute. because the actor was whispering, it's like, oh, we need the microphone close to his mouth. So, yeah, it's the best. Anyway, I love a screen-accurate dolly. Like, instead of a dolly that is meant to be accurate to what the creature should look like because, you know, the limitations of 1970s Doctor Who budget, it's like, no, we're putting the microphone in the dolly. It's heaven. Anyway. Clara sees the message arrive on the phone as Kate turns into a Zygon, and she grabs the vortex manipulator, and the Zygon's like, "We have acquired the device." And Clara's like, "Activation code, yeah," types it in, disappears in a zap, just like River Song all those times. Meanwhile, in the 16th century prison, Eleven scratching away at the pillar. The War Doctor thinks he can vibrate the door until it disintegrates. And the 10th Doctor's like, "Well, calculations would take the Sonic years." And the War Doctor's like, "No, it would take centuries." And he sits down kind of defeated, at which point the Bad Wolf Rose ChatGPT Windows 95 thing is watching all this. And then the War Doctor mocks them for using the term timey-wimey and talking like children. He's like, why are you so ashamed of being grown up? 10 and 11 at that point look haunted. And they mention killing everyone in the Time War. And the Rose Bad Wolf Bing Google tells the War Doctor that they don't know. He hasn't made that decision yet. They think it's all happened. And she tells him to ask them what he needs to know. And he asks them if they ever count how many children there were on Gallifrey that day. And Eleven's like, "I've got no idea." And he's like, "Well, how old are you?" He goes, 1,200 and something, unless I'm lying. And the War Doctor's like, 400 years and you never once wondered? And then 10 just says it was 2.47 billion. He's angry at the 11th Doctor for forgetting and says he wants to know where he's going, at which point the 11th Doctor gets dark and says, "You really wouldn't want to know." The War Doctor says, "I don't recognize you," at which point the Bad Wolf Rose iOS moment says, "They're what he becomes if he does it, if he blows everything up." And she's like, "The moment is coming." And then she's standing in the snow. Then there's lots of Dalek spaceships shooting at Gallifrey. And she says, "The moment is me. You have to decide." And War says, "No." And 10 echoes him. It's like, "No." And then 11 laughs and goes, "It just occurred to me. This is what I'm like when I'm alone." At that point, the Rose Bad Wolf Android Marshmallow says that it's the same screwdriver, same software, different case. And War repeats that to them. And he's like, "I can scan the door." And then the 11th Doctor's sonic screwdriver, which is 400 years later, will have the calculation. They're like, "Right." And so he starts scanning. The 10th Doctor goes, "It's still calculating." And the 11th Doctor goes, "I've got the calculation. It's ready." At which point Clara opens the door and points out that it wasn't locked at any point. Such a stupid moment. At which point Elizabeth comes down and says, like, they're like, "Why did you leave the door open?" She goes, "I want you to see what's going to happen to this world." Because she's a Zygon, I suppose. Because the Zygons are taking over now. Then we see Osgood's face in the hole in the Elizabeth painting. Nice little segue. I love a transition. So we've had the real Elizabeth, and now we're going to the Elizabeth painting that's had its face punched out. Osgood's hiding behind it. And then she starts looking around the undergallery. She can hear the spooky, wet Zygon sounds. They are very, very creepy sounds, and they sound very wet. It's kind of rubbery and horrible. And then she finds a cloth over someone who's moaning. Who's wearing Kate's shoes? Kate Stewart's shoes. So she takes the cloth off and it's Kate Stewart covered in weird Zygon business. Osgood releases her because she's like, "Oh, well, they must need to keep the copy, the person alive that they're copying for integrity." And Kate's like, "If those creatures have got hold of the Black Archive, we may have lost control of the planet." Meanwhile, Queen Elizabeth the First takes Clara and the three doctors down to see the Zygon Control Center. Lots of organic and rubbery machinery. You know, that's how the Zygons roll. And she says this planet's too primitive for them. Then a Zygon comes in and calls Elizabeth Commander. And asks, "Why are these creatures here?" And she's like, "It's time for you to be transferred." So he puts his Zygon hand on like a wonky crystal ball looking thing, and he's zapped into the painting, which is the painting that Kate Stewart showed the 11th Doctor and Clara that the glass had blown out of. Right, I see. The War Doctor says it's a stasis cube. It's Time Lord art, a frozen instance in time, and it's bigger on the inside. And Ten's like, ah, suspended animation. So Eleven explains to Clara, they're like cuppa soups, but you add time instead of water, and then he regrets that analogy altogether. then the 10th Doctor starts calling Queen Elizabeth I a terrible copy. She looks nothing like her. She's got terrible bad breath. And she's like, no, I am the real Elizabeth. I killed the Zygon copy in the forest. Like, you think I don't know how to defend myself? And she's like, I've been trying to pretend to be their commander. They've got no idea. And he's like, okay. Well, I need my TARDIS. And she's like, well, you've got a promise to keep. At which moment we see the TARDIS, and on the other side of it is a priest marrying Queen Elizabeth and the 10th Doctor, declaring them man and wife. And Elizabeth gives him a massive kiss, which Clara looks at kind of like sweetly and then starts to become disturbed because it goes on and on. And the War Doctor turns to the 11th Doctor and goes, is there a lot of this in the future? And he's like, yeah, it does start to happen. And he looks kind of like sort of slightly ashamed but a bit excited, you know, like like when a dog's stolen your dinner. You know, dog's like, yeah, I got all that stuff. It was delicious. And I'm really sorry. it's so adorable. oh my God. So yeah, I do find this bit slightly problematic for a bunch of reasons. But that is probably going to take me more than the amount of time I really have left in this episode. But yeah, look, we'll talk about why I've got problems with this in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.